Riggs and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Wednesday. NBA Finals will get underway tomorrow. And, of course, you can hear the NBA Finals right here on 102.5, 106.3, the game starting at 6.30 with Game 1 as the Boston Celtics take on the Dallas Mavericks. We say hello now to a friend of the show, as longtime anchor on WSMV Channel 4, but better known as Luke's mom, Tracy Cornett, on the line with us now. Luke Cornett's mom. Tracy, how are you?
I'm great. I love that moniker. It's my favorite. Well, you know, Luke's mom or Nicole's mom or John's mom.
For sure. So Joe is nice enough to reach out to you, and I know you two worked together for a long time at Channel 4, but are you headed up to Boston?
I am, but I'm not going for the first game. I'm going for game two. The first game, it goes to Luke's wife and two kids. Those darn meddling kids get our seats.
Well, you know, they want to see Dad play in the NBA Finals. But what's kind of the excitement / nervous energy mix of emotions going on with you right now?
Well, I have to tell you, it is intense. It is so hard. I did not think it would be this hard being a parent, but it really is the angst. And like my husband keeps beeping in, like, so I'm so sorry if you hear the beep going on. But we're both just, our stomach is in knots. It's really strange. The nervous energy of you just want your kid to do well, and you just want them to be happy. And I feel like I have a problem with, like, I feel the emotions of my children so much, even if they don't even have those emotions. I read into it, and it consumes me. So it's a very odd feeling as a parent. You're nervous for them. You want them to do so well. You want them to feel confident, but you have absolutely no control over any of that. So you just sit there for me. I'm on my knees praying almost nonstop through the games and every morning and every night and sometimes during the day.
All right. So you're one of the sweetest people I've ever met in my life. When you go to these games, maybe on the road, and somebody's just railing on Luke, have you come close to saying anything? Because I just can't see you getting mad, Tracy.
Well, first of all, Joe, I love you and I miss you.
Oh, same.
Listen, when I'm on the road, they don't really say much. They really don't. Plus, I try to wear a jersey that says mom on the back so they know better. the meanest people are those who are on Twitter, and I just try to stay off of it. You know, but typically everybody, you know, when I'm on away games, I'm very rarely there at away games. And I kind of keep to myself and either try to blend in or, like I said, I wear mom. And now usually I have a baby in my arms. So, you know, that also kind of keeps people away. And occasionally I just have to turn, you know, around and go, guys, could you kind of keep the F-bombs out? I've got little kids around, and I try to be very nice about it.
Oh, that is so cool. All right, so I know you've done this a while, and you follow, and Luke played at Vanderbilt and his, you know, his travels to the NBA. But I want to ask you this. A friend of mine, their kid pitches for Tennessee, and when he's not pitching, her heart rate's around 72. When he's pitching – they sent me a thing. Her heart rate's around 140.
Oh, my God.
Do you understand that? I guess you do, right?
I completely understand it. And you know what? Now that you mention it, if you saw Frank's blood pressure cuffs around the house and his charts that he literally has to chart it because his blood pressure is so high, maybe it's because of that, because Luke's playing. No, I do. I feel I get super nervous in a couple of games in the last series. I couldn't even watch. Then Luke ended up getting injured, and then I could watch all the games and go, oh, okay, if my kid's not in it, I'm fine.
Right.
So it really is true. When your kid's in it, you are just in knots. And I could see that actually physically manifesting in high blood pressure.
Oh, we're talking to Tracy Cornett this morning. Her son Luke plays for the Boston Celtics. I got to tell you, Tracy, I got friends in Boston. Your son has become a kind of a cult hero up there because, I mean, he is quirky. He's funny.
He is.
He's all that. So that's pretty cool that this city, this important sports city, has embraced your son like they have.
I haven't. No, it's the most beautiful thing, Joe, because I know that he is his quirky self. He's always been that way. He does not care what people think. He does not care to the point where I get you know, I'm like, please get a haircut, honey. Please. You're on national TV. But he just does not care. I mean, he just doesn't, he doesn't want to be dominated by what other people think. And I'm seeing the joy that he used to have as a little kid. I'm seeing the joy that he had his first couple of years at Vanderbilt, where he is a great bench player. He's a great teammate. And when he starts having fun with his celebrations, like he did in the last year, where, you know, he's, when you say cult hero, it's just him being silly, right? But being joyful like a kid. And it, I think it adds levity to the whole team. And when you've got those kinds of expectations on that whole team, I think Luke's just figured out where he can help, right? And sometimes it's being a really great cheerleader type of person. But, you know, he has to be really good and solid, or you can't get away with any of that crap. You know, you have to be serious.
Tracy Cordain is with us. So, you know, I do feel like he has found his spot in Boston, you know, the last couple of years. Why do you think that that's been such a great fit for him?
Gosh, I think it's just the guys are really, they're really zoned in, dialed in. They're all very, very smart. There's the balance of, you know, there's Al Horford on the team. May I just tell you, I've loved that kid since I was cheering for him when he played for the Gators. And here he is all these years later, and he is exactly as you think. And to have a man of that caliber of a person and a competitor, we go back a long way. His dad, Tito, played with Frank when Frank was a rookie on Milwaukee. And so Frank remembers. Frank being my husband, by the way, for random people. Sorry, I had to bring it up because I expect you guys to know him because you kind of do. But anyway, so, you know, Al was a little boy back in the day. And here now my son is playing with him. And my son just really, really thinks highly of Al. And when you have somebody you're playing for, that's kind of how Luke feels about Al, for example. And then, you know, the other guys on the team, there's just quality people. There just really is. And the difference of the NBA now from back in the day, you know, there's a million changes. And yes, people complain about it maybe being softer or not as physical, you know, on the floor. But the other beautiful thing is they take more care of their bodies and the drug problems that have been, I'm sure they're there. But I just don't know about any of that stuff. Luke won't talk to me about it anyway, if there were, but there isn't. You know, it's just a very healthy type of lifestyle. And so it just fits there. And that mentality there has been just a really great fit for Luke. And to have him be accepted for who he is and his quirks and all is really what you want for anybody. You just want your kids to be happy. And he's truly happy there.
How much did, you know, you mentioned your husband, Frank, and, you know, he played in the NBA and had his career and everything. How much did he try and prepare Luke, or how much did he just want Luke to experience it on his own? Obviously, it's a different NBA, like you were saying, but how much did he, you know, try and prepare him for some things of being a pro, or just kind of let him, you know, get it on his own?
Well, up until the point that he actually became a pro, I think Frank has been preparing Luke just because he just wanted the kids. Just an awareness of, guys, this is the way life is. It's different. You got to be expecting this. But, you know, these kids have been at it through all those AAU teams and all the travel, and you're around different people than your normal group of kids in your little high school or middle school. So Frank's just very much a realist, and he has very much told them the truth of what his experience was. And I think they prepared even more severely for it to be even worse. But I really could not tell you, because I am telling you, there is such a division, guys, as a parent versus, and especially at this level, like in college, I still felt like I could talk freely and be open about it. I have just left to learn. I've had to learn to just protect his privacy at all costs. And that's really hard for me. And so I kind of, felt scolded over the years of not saying much. And I wanted to make sure I called him, even to get on the air with you guys today. I don't want to cross the line, because it's just so important that I remain mom and parent and away from all that, so that he has a place to go that has absolutely nothing to do with what the world sees and wants to know about, you know? So I just have to kind of guard all of that. And he has guarded it for us. We really don't talk basketball ever. So ever since I think it's crossed that line into the NBA, plus he's gotten married and he's had two kids now. So, you know, he's just kind of that's their world. And I come in and I'm mom and dad, and we just go and support him. And that's about as far as it goes. It's so different.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right, Tracy, one more before we go, and thank you for doing this. I got two texts from people. Luke is 7'1". How big was he when he was born?
He was 10 pounds, 10 ounces. And I can't remember his length, but he was super big. And he came out and my doctor goes, "You have delivered a toddler." And it was, and he really was. He's been a toddler ever since and beyond. Yeah.
Oh, that's
great. And he really is 7'1" when he's barefoot. So you put him in a pair of shoes and he's 7'2". And we know that because he's been measured to the millimeter every year of his life since he was born.
Unbelievable. Tracy, safe travels to Boston. You know I love you and I think the world of you. Be safe and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you for doing
this. Thanks so much for having me, guys. Take care. Bye.
Absolutely. Tracy Cornett joining us, Luke's mom here on the program, which is, awesome. It's just cool to, it doesn't matter how old, a player is or, NBA or whatever. Like, mom is still mom.
Mom is still mom, indeed.
And so that was cool. Glad to have her on the show.